Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here with another Star Wars TV talk, and specifically Bad Batch TV talk. Okay, so this is interesting. It's been a couple of days since, obviously, I've gotten a chance to record something. And so, you know, I know it was going to be kind of a catch-up kind of day, right? I was going to go ahead and do Tribe, then whatever the episode that was going to release today is, and then they dropped two episodes on us. And then I'm like, all right, well, I'll just kind of batch them all together, you know, in kind of a batched kind of way, all things considered. That seems to make sense for the Bad Batch. But then I started watching Clone Conspiracy and I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. Okay, that needs its own episode. So let me go ahead and just knock out real quick Tribe. Because Tribe is a fun episode. It was really good. It was a chance to see the Bad Batch go out, visit Kashyyyk, expand the universe, and I love this, get a, kind of a reveal of one of the characters that was introduced in the Clone Wars. Bad Batch continues to very much be a successor, a true sequel to the Clone Wars in a way that Rebels never quite fully was. Rebels was a great cartoon show and it was a lot of fun and expanded the universe. And it was great to spend some time during that era of the Empire, but we never really got a true sequel until now. And we're seeing Bad Batch really step into that role in episodes just like this one and the ones to come. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that later. Tribe, though, we get a chance to see Gunji. Gunji was one of the younglings that made his, you know, we went on a little quest with him and some of his buddies with Ahsoka. They went out, they found their kyber crystals, they made their lightsabers. We got to learn a couple of cool things, see where the kyber crystals, like just basically get the origins of the lightsaber, at least from, you know, that era of the Jedi Order. And I think Gunji is the first ever time that we've seen, at least on screen, a Wookiee Jedi, which was kind of cool. And I remember watching that episode of the Clone Wars. If I'm remembering correctly, originally the idea was that that was going to be a backdoor pilot for what a sequel to the Clone Wars might be. Perhaps the idea is that these are children that will end up kind of going on the run in kind of a children's crusade post Order 66. That's not what we got. And I think while we were watching, the younglings on the Clone Wars, you know, you can't just not help sit back and watch what's going on and think, yeah, those kids are going to die, though, right? Like, that's Master Skywalker. What do we do? You know what I mean? Like, these kids are not going to make it to the end here. But apparently, at least one of them anyway, did. So, yay, Gunji's alive. And he's found his tribe back on Kashyyyk. Kashyyyk is a really awesome planet. It's one that we've seen, I think, you know, from a lot of different angles, and I've loved the way in which they've incorporated a lot of the architecture, a lot of the lore of Kashyyyk, dating all the way back to, and this might surprise some of you, but to the Star Wars Holiday Special. In that television, you know, made for TV event, essentially, we got a chance to spend some time on Kashyyyk, which was the homeworld of the Wookiees, as they celebrated or prepared to celebrate for Life Day, which was kind of a stand-in for Christmas. And through that, we got a chance to see, you know, some of the culture, you know, the fact they were all living in these giant tree houses and all that kind of good stuff. Ultimately, this was going to kind of lead into what Endor was for Return of the Jedi. But Lucas decided, for whatever reason, we're not doing Wookiees. I'm going to cut them in half. We're going to call them Ewoks. And we're going to take a lot of the similar concepts here of like this massive forest planet living up in the trees, big giant beasts roaming down below, all that kind of, you know, mindset. And we're going to do that instead. But Kashyyyk has continued to be kind of a source of fascination for a lot of the expanded universe. I mean, I remember Knights of the Old Republic when you get a chance to go there and you get to go both up in the villages. In fact, I thought very specifically of the villages that you visit and even like the down below when you're hunting kind of these larger creatures in Knights of the Old Republic while watching this episode of Bad Batch. And so I love the way they paid homage to that. And I like how they're leaning into some of the more expanded universe versions of Kashyyyk whenever we see it. I mean, like, you know, we did get a chance to spend some time there in Revenge of the Sith with kind of this, you know, Normandy-esque storming the beach sequence that they had there. But that wasn't really like what we knew Kashyyyk to be. I mean, like, it was almost like here's like the very edges, right? But most what we know is kind of these giant forests, these giant tree houses, that sort of thing. So I like that we're leaning more into that as opposed to necessarily what we got, you know, focused on film. We also know that Kashyyyk will, you know, be overrun. This kind of is in the early days where the Empire hasn't totally sacked the planet. They haven't totally enslaved the Wookiees, but that is certainly in the process and happening. We also see the continued strain or perhaps kind of, you know, racialized tension between the Wookiees and the Tradotians, the kind of lizard looking dudes. Tradotians hunted Wookiees, and we see that kind of play out in a lot of different ways. In fact, just recently I was rewatching the Book of Boba Fett, and there's that whole thing where you got, you know, Black Chrysanthemum? Because the big giant Wookiee dude, he was, you know, roaming around in the Trandoshan district of Tatooine. And it's like, he's not going to do so well over here. But he makes it out and it's fine. And speaking of making it out, so does Gungi. Gungi now has a tribe. We see that Hunter is all about the kids, man. He's all about the kids, trying to get them in a place and kind of free them from war. You know, we see he's on this trajectory of wanting to, you know, maybe desiring to help, but mostly just desiring to create a life beyond war. What is life after war to a clone? It's a question that's going to come up, you know, pretty soon here in the next episode. But yeah, overall, I really enjoyed Tribe. It was kind of a fun little adventure. If you kind of look into what we've had over the last few weeks of these kind of pocket, you know, I don't want to say filler episodes. I don't know. This one felt less filler than what had come before. And I like that we got a chance to expand out the, you know, the lore around Wookiees and that sort of thing and spend a little time on Kashyyyk. Also, I think they really translate well to the animation style. I like the armor that they were wearing and everything. It looked really cool. So that's my thoughts on Tribe. Would love to hear yours. Head over to tvtalk.fm. By the way, I say that. Right now, it does appear like we're having some sort of issues with our website. So if that's the case, I apologize. Head over to twitter.com/TVTalkFM. Until we can figure out what's going on there, let me know your thoughts. That's going to do it for me for now, but don't worry, I'll be back in a flash.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.